Item three would be the progress report from three subcommittee and task groups. You refer to paper numbers 1-3, 2008. The first subcommittee report will be by Winston on the harbor plan review subcommittee. Winston, please.
請嗰啲聽英文嘅人士戴翻個耳筒先啦。 多謝主席。咁啊，咁報告翻嗰個啊，十committee of health review嗰個報告啦，其實文件就已經喺大家台面㗎啦。咁就前所未有地就五版紙嘅報告啊。咁都我哋都喺1月23號開咗一個前所未有地長嘅會啊。咁未試過開到6點半啊。咁就即係其實多謝好多即係在座嘅委員啦，就。 其實對好多個案咧，喺海防發展嘅一啲個案咧，就提出過關注。咁所以秘書處咧，亦都係即係基於此咧，就係邀請咗一啲即係倡議者啦，就喺1月23號嗰個會議啦，就即係將佢哋嗰個提案咧，就係向嗰個委員介紹。其實其中部分咧，就係正在喺城規會申請一啲批准嘅。 咁亦都係即係趕及到咧喺上次個會議咧，就係即係讓我哋嘅委員咧係發表咗一啲意見，而啲意見咧亦都係即係之後咧係向嗰個城規會咧係傳遞咗嘅。咁或者我簡短講講即係嗰幾個個案係啲乜嘢嘢啦。咁第一個就係喺英皇道其中一個嘅辦公大樓嘅發展。 咁佢嗰個申請咧，其實就向城規會申請一個即係寬鬆嘅較寬鬆嘅高度限制咧，即係原本就係嗰個高度限制130，咁佢就想申請一個較寬放寬個高度限制，大概係即係10% 到143米。咁因為委員會即係呢個小組委員會唔係一個即係有權力去批准嘅委員會，其實只係一個諮詢組織。 所以委員咧都係自由表達意見，而好多時我哋啲意見咧都係作為一個總結嘅整理，instead of 係一個即係決定或者一個結論。咁其實委員對於即係提案者嘅提議都有多方面嘅意見啦。咁有啲係同意，有啲人就係擔憂。咁即係關於嗰個高度嘅問題。咁但係有啲委員就覺得即係高度嘅影響都不大，咁可能有一啲好嘅做法咧，係即係有啲好嘅做法咧，係會即係令到即係較為合乎個Harbour Planning Principle 嘅。咁其實嗰啲咁嘅做法咧，我哋個委員都會有啲嘉許佢哋。咁另外第二個就係第二個提案就係喺銅鑼灣海旁嘅一個競技船廠嘅土地啦。 咁嗰個其實就係喺較早時間咧，當我哋個共建維港委員會有嗰個灣仔銅鑼灣嗰個小組委員會嘅時候，就喺嗰個小組委員會度討論過。咁既然即係呢個就係倡議者佢修正咗個提案之後咧，就係向城規會申請嘅。咁我哋冇咗嗰個小組委員會，就嚟咗我呢個。 小組委員會去傾，咁委員會嘅意見都冇話對於嗰個提案有好強烈嘅反對意見，咁但係就都亦都贊成佢哋係即係將一啲即係文化藝術啊嘅設施咧，就係喺嗰個海旁嘅，咁但係就關注嗰個酒店嘅部分啦。咁委員亦都提咗好多關於嗰個海港規劃原則同埋指引，咁即係希望嗰啲倡議者咧係去即係留意嘅。第三個就係關於西九龍填海區有一啲嘅廣告招牌，即係呢個招牌就係關於嗰個臨時土地使用者嗰個。 活動場地的名稱，咁我想整翻個名同埋個 logo 喺度。咁我哋都睇過，就係嗰、那個似乎嗰個對於成個海港規劃嘅影響不大，咁亦都係臨時性嘅咧。咁我哋都係即係批准咗。但係當然委員咧，其實係對於招牌咧，其實即係相每一次都係關注嗰、那個即係、就是、光線啦，同埋嗰個光污染嘅問題，都希望倡議者係留意。第四個就是關於北角景華道，有一個即住宅發展，亦都是一個私人發展商他們的一個規劃申請來的。咁委員都看到即這個規劃申請都是照顧了某一些海港規劃的原則和指引，都覺得是有一些優勝的地方，但仍然是關注住宅樓的設計的一些通風問題。第五個就是關於尖沙咀天星碼頭前那個巴士站改為個廣場的，這個就是由旅遊發展局 Tourism Commission 是發展局旅遊事務處他們的一個提議。就這個就正在進行一個公眾參與計劃啦，所以都即旅遊事務處就問了我們個小組委員會的意見。委員會都認為呢，即這個這空地呢其實就無需要有一個特別的即是主題，即不論你是說體育或者是如何，無需有一個特別的即無需有一個單一的主題，但情願就是說可以舉行一些多元化的活動。咁佢哋亦都係有問關於管理上面嘅問題，究竟係由政府管理好，或者由私人發展管理好咧？咁當日我哋嘅會議咧，都係即係邀請佢哋咧，就再上去，即係由我哋阿主席主持嗰、那個即係關於管理嗰個 task force 咧，係去再傾。第六項咧就係、是、今次係旅遊發展局啦，就旅遊發展局佢哋提議咧，就係話喺嗰個海旁。的某一些地方想展示一個08奧運的五環標誌，那就是即作為即奧運項目期間即去展示香港作為一個協辦的城市。小組委員會原則上都是對於這個提議是沒有反對的，當然亦都係提出一啲關於即係光線啊，即係照明上面，即係光污染嘅一啲問題咯。第七個係北角村，這個就是地政署他們向小組委員會去表達咧，佢哋有意咧就係將嗰個北角村嘅臨時用途咧，就係去作出一啲修訂，將某一啲嘅地方咧係作為停車場用途，某啲地方係作為一個公園用途嘅。咁委員會都基於我哋對於嗰、那個海港規劃原則嘅理解咧，我哋就希望即係有關政府部門咧係即係盡可能咧係將呢啲用途咧就係、是、變為一個公眾休憩嘅用途。而並非是作為停車場，即是海旁的土地，即是希望盡量是將它作為公眾用途。咁尤其是強調咧，就呢一塊土地其實靠海的地方咧，即係我哋嘅要求就係話，靠海的20米咧，其實應該可以即刻去做咗個臨時的海濱長廊。咁就即係無需要係將嗰啲地方係作為，即係如果作為泊車用途咧，亦都係延誤咗咧，即係。嗰、那個興建臨時海濱長廊嗰個機會，咁我哋都要求咗，即係處方翻嚟考慮呢一樣嘢。最後第八項就係我哋聽咗規劃處同佢嘅顧問係講關於紅磡海旁嗰個總體城市設計研究嘅一啲即係最後嘅意見啦。咁、那、嗰個前城市設計研究其實一路即係我哋嗰十 committee 都有睇住。咁都經過咗兩輪嘅公眾參與啦，咁最後其實即係委員都即係得悉嗰個方案啦，咁亦都係即係睇到 嗰個方案都係照顧咗好多公眾嘅意見，即係尤其是將海旁嘅土地嘅建築密度咧係即係降低，咁喺依一個做法其實同埋即係嗰個密度同埋高度降低咗咧，咁亦都係符合咗海港規劃指引嘅要求，咁即係依個我哋都覺得係即係委員會一路以嚟工作嘅一啲即係可以見到嘅一啲成果。咁主席，我報告到呢度為止，多謝主席。
多謝 Vincent。唔知其他嘅成員有冇咩補充咧？或者其他嘅 HEC member 有冇咩提問咧？好 ，please。
Yes, I would like to suggest a couple of topics that we may want to invite this subcommittee to look into. One is the issue of access across existing road infrastructure, as we just identified in, this, in the briefing, is a major issue. And there's a trend that the committee works with the Transport Department on coming up with investments in road crossings wherever possible are going to be improved. The second one, whether the committee might want to look into, with the Lands Department, DSD, LCSD and other landowners, which is obviously 80% of the waterfront, on the provision of food, drink, toilets and seats on their land along the waterfront on their existing sites, not the sites that are under development or like Kitec or Central, but all the existing lands being used by those 80% of the government to improve that on the users, so they could actually look into that. The other one, the other three are three specific sites. Kitec, we have approved the OZP, there's a broad land use plan, which is really a starting point. In the last minutes of Kitec discussion, it was a discussion of getting a development strategy set out. There is really a call for continuous improvements. Rumors have it that CEDD and the Transport and Highways Department are engineering roads, which we haven't seen in any of the discussions, to a point that they're completely incompatible with harbourfront enhancements. My big concern is that unless this committee of your of Vincent is going to look into it and continuously monitor and get involved in Kitec, Kitec will be a disaster. So how are we going to communicate on Kitec? The other side is Tamar. I understand the government has signed a contract for a design and build contract, but Tamar has is enormous importance to our waterfront and has an important function as and the public interface of that site is important. Think of transport in and out the building, walking in and through the building, library, whatever. The use of the open space, where are the toilets, where are food and drinks, where are the seats. However, unless your committee looks into the Tamar site, we're not having any progress there. So if I could invite you on Tamar, Kitec, roads, and in general the issue of provision of seats, food and drink with all the various departments, if your committee could start looking into those, and if the ATC as a whole could task this committee to do so, despite the fact that you're already extremely busy. Thank you.
Vincent， 我諗你可以翻去即係同個 subcommittee 大家商量下，即係呢啲 scope of work， 即係大家點樣睇啦，好嘛？你睇下點樣講。
好，多謝 Paul 嘅意見，同埋多謝主席嘅提點。咁我諗我哋同秘書處即係又研究下啦，即係我哋可能嘅話，我哋都盡量去即係包容啊，即係去。食得幾多食啊？
我撲唔出嚟講話呢件事。
我點咧？其實就
啊 ，Carol Grace
啊，其實就啊，即係頭先根據嗰個機啊 Paul 講同埋嗰個 presentation public accessibility 好重要啊。其實我哋唔單止淨係講 public accessibility， 好似 Paul 所講，我哋要講 quality of public accessibility 咁樣。其實我想 emphasis 呢一點啫，啊，即係唔係單係淨係 access， 即係講 accessible 咗之後咧，嗰個 area 應該係整到 more 啊 amicable to people to public use 咁樣，我覺得比較好一啲。OK。
哎，是的。
其實我有個問題想問一問啊 ，Vincent 嘅，咁我睇佢嗰個report 咧，似乎喺嗰個 committee 裡面都傾到好多係關於一啲development 或者一啲改善，即係嗰個即係關於海旁有啲嘢嘅 development 咧，都會攞上去committee 度傾。咁似乎即係我唔知會唔會係一個即係機會咧，就係當佢有 redevelopment 嘅時候咧，就可以順手，即係可以會唔會話問佢可唔可以即係順便改善佢嗰個海旁一帶，或者仲有一個更重要就係可唔可以喺佢 redevelop 嘅時候可以改善嗰個去到海旁嗰個 accessibility 嗰樣嘢，即係當佢有求於我哋，就唔知會唔會喺咁嘅情形底下會俾翻個要求，唔知佢哋喺一般情況會唔會好 welcome， 定係話都會係即係唔會理我哋，即係嗰個咁嘅要求。
咁啊，答你個問題啦，就我經常強調，即係委員會即係唔係一個 approving authority， 即係我哋其實同城規會一個即係權力上面就有好大嘅距離嘅，但我哋都係即係但我哋係表達意見，因為我哋係一個即係相當即係因為大家委員都經過咗咁多年對於嗰個海港嘅關注，咁其實大家嗰、那個即係都建立咗好多共識，其實大家意見咧方面都即係好一致。咁為咗令到啲意見更加一致，其實過去嗰幾年我哋係做咗好多功夫係去訂立嗰個海港規劃原則同埋個指引。咁變咗好多嘅價值取向啦，即係譬如舉個例就係話嗰個 accessibility 啊、connectivity 啊、即係關於嗰、那個高度啊、密度啊、通風啊、要讓市民可以係第一優先去用嗰個海濱啊，那個海濱要有活力啊，諸如此類呢啲其實係都係一啲即係共同嘅價值，咁。即係每一次嘅會議，我哋其實都係盡量把握個機會咧，去同一啲倡議者咧去要求，作出要求。咁當然有一啲倡議者，佢哋係會比較即係容易被我哋要求到嘅，較容易其實係政府部門啊。譬如舉個例，即係地政署咁佢話要想攞個海港海濱再去一半變公園，一半去嚟租車位，咁我哋就已經覺得就係話你冇理由再今時今日仲去攞個海濱嚟去租車，即係租俾人做泊車嘅，咁甚至有啲委員話你種泊車，不如泊車之間都種啲樹。咁我哋其實已經唔係即係今時今日已經依個服務態度都唔夠嘅，即係你泊車定係即係喺個停車場度種多幾棵樹都已經唔合乎我哋嘅要求。根本就係話嗰個臨海嘅海濱地區必須係還俾市民，咁就係要設20米出嚟去做即係一個海濱長廊。咁即係咁呢啲咪就係我哋俾咗嘅意見去地政署，咁佢哋咪就係去考慮囉。咁至於你話私人發展商，咁佢哋上到嚟嘅時候，其實我都睇到佢哋係真係熟讀我哋嗰、那個海港規劃指引嘅，咁佢都盡量喺佢嗰個建築物嘅設計入面去配合我哋啲指引。咁譬如關於嗰啲accessibility 啊，譬如啲樓度留啲罅咁，即係有啲就真係罅嚟嘅啫。咁就都起碼盡量係 accommodate 到。咁即係其實好多我哋嘅意見表達，咁就當然佢哋會去即係聽到啦，會盡量做啦。咁但係我哋就即係其實因為我哋就係唔係一個 approving authority 咧，咁所以就係即係啲一切都係盡做啦嚇。咁都有採納到啊，即係呢啲咁嘅做法嘅。
有冇其他嘅提問關於 Vincent？ 咁我哋多謝阿 Vincent 啊，阿朱明。
主席就想問翻 Vincent 咧，就係喺北角嗰個即係地方啦。頭先你提到話希望有20米嘅一個 open space 俾即係工作人士去啦。咁但係如果呢、這個我因為我冇參與嘅討論就唔知道，會唔會就係攞咗啲20米之後咧，如果剩低嘅根本冇可能再做一啲泊車嘅用途嘅時候咧，而又冇資源，即係冇資源係能夠整靚啲個 quality 去俾accessibility， 你要有 quality 先去到，咁去到笪爛地咁唔好意思嘅。咁喺咁嘅情況下咧， 會唔會就即係失咗個機會？你 accessible 不過去到好難嘅地，即係唔會響啲咁嘅做法嘅。
有冇其他嘅提問關於 Vincent？ 咁啊，我哋多謝阿 Vincent 啊，阿小明。
就想問翻 Vincent 咧，就係喺北角嗰個地方啦。頭先你提到話希望有20米嘅一個 open space 係俾即係工作人士去啦。咁但係如果呢、這個我因為我冇參與個討論就唔知道，會唔會就係攞咗啲20米之後咧，如果剩低嘅根本冇可能再做一啲泊車嘅用途嘅時候咧，而又冇資源，政府冇資源係能夠整靚啲個 quality 去俾。Accessibility 你要有 quality 才去到，咁去到就爛地咁，唔好意思嘅。咁喺咁嘅情況下咧，會唔會就即係失咗個機會？你 accessible 不過去到好爛嘅地，即係唔會享受到一啲冇 enjoyment 出嚟嘅。即係我喺呢個咁嘅 balance 裏邊咧，就想睇緊就係咪要20米，或者兩個，因為頭先我睇到一個 commercial 嘅 concept 就係我哋能夠呢邊俾緊租緊車嘅時候咧。他剛才說有一個 shortage， 有一個需要的 district， 那又給他租車又可以找到即一些地方是給一些 accessible 又容易去看又漂亮一點的，可以吸引到用者去到那個海灘的地方是來得比較即實際的。那我想問下有沒有這個即討論的過程是考慮到這些？謝謝主席。
多謝主席，我就唔想重複翻當日討論嘅過程啦。咁但係其實當日係有照顧到，即係委員在座係有照顧到各樣嘅需要嘅。咁亦都委員表達咗佢哋最終嘅意願，就係希望係可以俾到所有嘅土地咧係做到即係休憩設施。咁但係即係亦都，如果當局佢係真係要搵一啲土地去泊車呢，我哋就算睇到設咗20米之後呢，其實佢都仲可以做嘅。咁即係只不過就係話喺共建維港委員會即係呢一個框架之後，我哋係唔鼓勵讓海旁嘅土地呢係去作為呢啲即係 utility 啊泊車啊嘅用途咁解。
OK， 多謝 Vincent。 就我們下一個的 Progress Report 呢，就是Dr. Greg Wong 的 Task Group on Urban Design Study for the New Central Harbourfront。 Greg，
多謝主席。我們的Task Group 呢就在1月31日開了會，其實那個會呢就是一個即是主要我們當日呢就是接受兩個規劃署的顧問咧，俾過嚟嘅報告。就第一個報告咧，就係、是、城市大學咧，就係、是、俾關於中區規劃嗰個第一期嘅公眾參與嘅一個總結嘅報告。咁、那個報告咧，就我記憶之中當時就好似係一個一個稿嚟嘅。咁當日有去嘅委員咧都有嗰個報告，即係一個 hard copy 嘅。我就唔知道處方有冇俾到其他啲，即係冇當日冇去到，即係唔係個 task group 嘅成員嘅，一人一份咁樣啦。咁我就唔係好清楚。咁不過咧，當日嘅報告咧就大致上嚟講咧就可以。將個主要咧就係、是、個總結咧，就係話喺嗰個公眾參與嘅時候咧，第一期嘅公眾參與咧，講到嗰個設計嗰、那個城市設計嗰個目標嗰度咧，就大致上嚟講咧，我哋都有啲共通，即、就、係、是、可以攞啲共通點，即係不外乎都係嗰啲要有活力啊，要有。accessibility 咁等等，咁但係就喺不過唔同嘅團體同埋唔同嘅人士咧，就嗰、那個即係個重要嘅程度咧，即係邊啲重要啲，邊啲冇咁重要咧，就即係個先後嘅次序咧， 就係有啲當然又又係有啲唔同。咁但係喺嗰個關於和碼頭嘅重置同埋嗰個舊天星碼頭嘅重建嗰度咧，就個意見就分歧就大啲，即係有啲人就希望喺海邊，有啲人希望喺原址。咁呢、這個依、這個報告咧，就商業委員會咧就一個 task 咧就先聽到呢個報告啦。咁跟住第二個報告咧就係、是、海達。顧問公司咧，佢就係、是、即係個中區批中區嘅城市設計嘅研究顧問。咁佢哋咧就俾咗、一啲，即係佢哋就亦都接收咗嗰、那個報嗰、那個第一期嘅公眾諮詢參與嘅研究啦。咁啊，包括。公眾即係個所謂公眾，即係所有人都嚟得嗰啲諮詢會。另外咧就係、是、亦都同嗰啲持份者嘅開咗個工作嘅會議嘅時候咧，就攞咗一啲意見之後，咁佢哋亦都咧參考咗嗰個叫做國 International Planning and Urban Design Competition on the Central Waterfront of Hong Kong， 就呢個咁嘅各個入即係入標嘅參加嘅設計，咁啊總共有80多個嘅，咁佢哋亦都睇咗嗰啲最後嗰四位，即係得嗰個最後最個 finalist 嗰四個啦，同埋咧其他剩低嗰啲冇入圍嗰啲，咁佢哋亦都吸取咗佢哋嗰啲意見咧，就喺個。我哋嗰日嘅會議，即一月份嗰個會議裏邊咧，亦都講咗出嚟依八十個比賽嘅優點，咁有邊啲係佢哋會考慮嘅咁樣。咁基於依三個資料嘅來源，即係持份者嘅意見啦，公眾參與嘅意見，同埋依八十個規劃比賽、設計比賽嘅優點咧，咁佢哋咧就會進行下一個即係下一輪嘅工作。咁佢哋嘅回應咧，對於依啲咁嘅要求嘅回應，同埋吸取咗依啲意見咧，咁佢哋嘅下一步嘅工作咧，將會係著重於將個設計，將依個新嗰個即係中區填海濱嘅設計咧，將個重點擺喺嗰個所謂有活力嘅，同埋有不同嘅作用嘅用途嘅呢個方向去做。咁所以其實即係剛才所講所謂有個理念，因為喺個城市設計嗰度咧，喺中區城市設計應該有個理念，實際上咧係有嘅，就係正話剛才所講嘅。Vibrancy and diversity， 咁呢個咧就係將來嗰、那個這個顧問咧，佢嗰、那個重點喺處，就係、是、將來嘅中區嘅城市設計咧，就會着重於喺個重嗰、那個理念咧，係 vibrancy and diversity 呢度。咁此外咧，亦都會盡量俾多啲嘅空間啦，盡量多啲綠化啦，行人嘅通道去到海邊嘅通道啦，盡量多啲景觀廊啦，建築嘅設計咧，佢哋亦都攞到嗰、那個信息咧，就係話唔好即係有一啲昂然嘅巨物，同埋一個起到密曬、起到滿曬嘅，即係每一幅地咁呢個咁嘅一個概念喺度。咁啊，希望個設計咧係。同個環境，即係周圍嘅環境咧，係要協調啦。個設計係要可持續。咁佢哋都將來咧，亦都會會有啲建議咧，係點樣去將嗰個重建嘅皇后碼頭咧，同埋天星嘅鐘樓咧，係擺喺邊度啊？點樣去做咁樣？咁呢一個我哋將會這個 task group 咧，將會希望喺好快咧就會開第二次 嘅工作，開第一次嘅工作會議。咁呢個工作會議咧，就將會係睇海達建築顧問公司咧所會提交出嚟嘅一啲比較實質一啲嘅方案。多謝先。
谢谢阿贵。其他专责小组成员有冇补充啊？系阿荣。
多谢。我系小组成员，唔系补充，不过有一个询问咧，其实就又唔系问小组主席，想问处方或者局方。就我今日睇报纸啦，睇苹果日报，咁啊睇得一个报道啊，咁想即系问一问处方究竟。即係個報道係真假，咁啊個報道就話咧就處方喺呢個即係中環呢個規劃嗰度咧，就打算建議喺中環嘅碼頭嘅上蓋嗰度咧，就起多一層，就愛嚟做一個商業嘅用途。就其中一個作用咧，就係令到港外線嘅票價咧，就因此而可以即係降低咁。即係當然個報道係好簡短啊，咁我純粹睇報紙就知道嘅。因為我作為小組的成員咧，就從來未在個工作小組入邊咧聽過即係類似的建議，因為其實現階段頭先好似主席所報告咧，就第一階段所討論嘅都係一啲原則性啊，或者一啲概念性嘅議題，咁啊冇咁具體咁想即係問一問處方或者即係局方咧，就即係呢個報道係咪準確，或者我唔知啊，即係都想問一下。即局方即係對呢個報告有啲咩即係推測去㗎？唔該，主席。
處長要唔要 comment 下咧？
好啊，其實咧，即係正如大家所知道啦，我哋剛係做完第一期嘅一個諮詢之後咧，仲係整理緊好多嘅意見啦。咁啊，正式嗰張 plan 係點樣？將來嗰啲需要 design 嘅 option 咧，而家嗰個構思咧，仲係喺我哋嗰個 consultant 嗰度係做緊嘅。不過咧，就喺第一期我哋收到嘅意見咧，亦都唔少人提出咧，就話其實搞活翻嗰個海濱，其實啲碼頭咧，其實嘅用途咧，都係可以更加 creative 一啲去諗一諗。咁呢個就係喺第一期度收翻嚟嘅啲部分嘅意見咁樣。咁其實就而家 consultant 都未曾formulate到佢哋嘅建議俾我哋嘅。
Okay。
多謝主席。我唔係補充嘅，因為咧就嗰日我要帶我爸爸睇醫生咧，我就冇開會嘅。咁就咁唔好彩咧，即係上創維港另外嗰個代表咧唔得閒。咁但係咧，我哋開會之前咧，就其實俾咗三個問題嗰個小組嘅。咁因為個報告冇講，我又冇得交貨啊，咁我就喺度問翻啦。咁第一咧就係我哋上次即係我第一次開會嘅時候啦，我有提過話，我哋會唔會考慮好似啟德咁啦？咁就會有一個1.5 嘅 stage， 咁就係將所有嘅意見收集咗之後咧，就大家集思廣益咁樣就有個共識，咁先至落去第二個階段嘅。咁我就唔知嗰個有冇討論啦。呢個第一，第二咧就係點解我哋會咁講咧？就係、是、我哋上到維港啲成員咧，睇完城大同埋睇完另外嗰個顧問公司嘅報告咧，咁就發覺其實咧，佢哋有一啲好 subtle 嘅唔同嘅。咁譬如城大佢哋會比較強調翻嗰個個 heritage 啦，即係嗰個即係嗰個個歷史啊、文物啊嗰方面啦，咁就好清晰咁樣有講到出嚟，嗰個係一個主要嘅規劃原則嚟噶。咁另外另外個報告咧，其實就輕輕大過嘅，就唔係講咁多啦。咁所以呢個佢哋就即係我哋啲成員有啲比較就即係關注啊。譬如好似即係佢哋睇皇后碼頭啊、天星嗰個鐘樓，加埋咧即係大會堂低座、高座依一個成同埋愛丁堡廣。廣場成個嗰個地方咧，其實係有佢嗰、那個即係規劃建築嗰、那個同埋歷史嗰個咁樣嘅重要性嘅。咁呢一樣嘢就唔係話隨便揾個地方安置咗皇后碼頭就得啦。咁呢、這個呢一點咧，就即係有啲成員都好關注咯。咁另外一點咧，就係翻去灣仔嗰陣時做嗰、那個有個專家小組嘅阿 Y Y 同埋阿 Professor Wong 都係成員啦。咁嗰時有提過咧，就係即係 整個即係中環灣仔繞道係需要，不過咧亦都係好需要一個可持續發展成個交通網絡嗰個咁樣嘅配合㗎。咁呢一點咧又好似睇翻顧問報告咧，佢就冇乜提到嘅，主要佢都係講翻一啲比較上一般我哋講嗰啲城市設計嘅一啲原則咯，即係唔使做個 study 我都講到出嚟啦。咁譬如呢啲咁重要嘅，我哋都係之前我哋HEC 做出嚟嘅成果，咁又好似冇即係冇睇到嗰個聯繫，咁我哋就比較關注，所以我就開唔到會都 send 咗個 paper， 咁我唔知道有冇討論到。
答就太細節咧，我就都唔記得啦，因為開咗會之後，我就開咗第二啲會，咁我俾幾廿個會咯。但係咧就肯定啊 ，meeting 你嗰張 paper 咧，就首先咧就係、是。我記得好遲到先至到，咁就去咗啊秘書處做，秘書就擺咗喺個主席嘅台頭。咁但係咧，好似似乎咧就話 Nick Brooks 好似又收咗你嗰份題目嘅，唔知點解。咁佢就代理就問咗，咁秘書亦都就係讀咗出嚟。咁當時有就討論，咁我記憶之中就係個顧問亦都答咗，亦都佢哋話會收咗你哋嘅意見咧就。即係你哋所問嘅問題咧，佢哋就會即係你哋指出要求關注嘅嘢咧，咁嗰、那個因為城大咧就應該就冇第二個 round 嘅，應該咧佢哋咧就係、是、finalize 個 report， 咁但係咧海達咧就你關注，因為佢落實去做嗰個咧，咁佢仲會喺一兩個星期之後咧，就會交一啲上嚟。咁你到時你都希望就到時你就 make sure 咧，就到就睇下你問嗰三個，你即係你提出嚟要希望關注嗰三樣嘢咧，就睇下我哋下一次我唔知邊係二月三月頭嘅開會咧，咁就會睇睇佢哋嗰個。有冇加翻功課俾你？咁你可以加翻功課俾你嘅團體。啊，當日係實際上係講就係阿 Nick Brook 首先幫你問。
好，先生，我都嚟一份。
我以為阿 Meeting 俾啲學生好多功課壓力，而人哋都有功課壓力俾你。Yes, Paul.
I just wonder whether.We actually have to do some more work on stage one before we go to stage two. I noticed in this paper we say that we are in the process of developing design concepts for the key sites to go to public consultation quite soon. So we are already doing design work, and we just had a presentation from Dick Groves, basically suggesting that we should focus on a number of other concept elements first. One being a clear definition of the activities.Which is, I understand that the general concept is to be vibrant and active, which means lots of activities and very vibrant, but that does not say what the list of activities is that we're going to include. The second one is the definition of the end users. And I noticed that Ava just mentioned the finance companies and the need for more grade A office space for them. That could be just debated, and I'm sure that other people may have other views in terms of the move of finance companies to West Kowloon, to Taikoo-Shing, not necessarily all to remain here, but whether they are not, but it should be well defined before we go into design in terms of how many and where else, and possibly they're going to be on the old government office space rather than on the central waterfront. But there are the many options, of course, to deal with these.But the definition of the core elements was brought up by Dick Rose. Have we defined them? Are we now designing them and then presenting design options to the public and then say, oh, by the way, what are going to be the core elements? Or are we turning it around and try to define the core elements first and then come up with the design options? Then the issue of the development strategy, I'm very glad. I noticed that there was an interview with Mr. Raymond Young and Olga Wong of the South Sunday Morning Post, where they're already...some suggestions that we're going to have more smaller sites and fewer large sites, that we're going to break up the ground scraper, which is definitely in line with a lot of the recommendations that we see. So it's good that we see already an indication of an intention by the government to change its development strategy for Central. But are we going to clearly define the development strategy as a brief to ADUSbefore they come up with the design concept, or they come in with the design concept first? And to me, I think as the ATC should really have a look at the brief that goes to designers of ADAS that are going to work on those different design concepts before it first. The next thing is, there are two more points, of course. The fifth one is we have an expert panel on transport that did a fantastic report on transport issues. And that's on the need for the center of Onsa bypass and on a need for a P2, but also on the need for a sustainable transport, on the need for relooking at the development intensity. There's a lot of proposals in there. But there are also aspects of transport that are not in there. Where's the PTI? Where's the tourist bus kind of park? What are we going to do with, when is the Northern Ireland line going to be implemented? Are we building enough provisions for the Northern Ireland line prior, and where are they going to be, and all those issues related to transport. In other places around the world, Baltimore and Darling Harbour and Hamburg, the design of the waterfront is determined by the existing older buildings. We don't have that here. The design is here going to be pretty much determined by the essential transport infrastructure and all the ancillary transport infrastructure that's going to be designed, from bus stops and bus stations to PTIs and so forth. Are we going to look at those? Are we going to look first at the connections between MTR and ferries and things like that? And should we look at that before we do the design concepts? Or are those four design concepts based on the PTI exactly where it is on the OZP, the ferry links exactly as it is in the OZP, are we going to review them or not? Out of the CHARM study, which Elvin did, it was very clear that people had major concern about the connectivity between the various modes of transport. Now, should we look at those first before we do the brief to ADAS or not? And to me, it seems to be that should be done before we do the brief to ADAS. And the sixth point is a matter of fact, and AAB has made a decision on the grading of Green Spear. And in any of the briefing materials that I've been able to see, because I did not officially participate in the meeting which has been reported on by GRAC, the AAB grading of Green Spear should be a starting point, and I don't see that being even mentioned. And the starting point in the, if you look at any charters on heritage buildings, whether it's China principles or any other charter on heritage around the world, is that it should be resigned in its original location. If you have to remove, you should try to put it back in the original location and maintain the original structures as a starting point. That's part of that AAB grading. I don't see that necessarily reflected. But if we're going to change that, then we should have that debated and discussed before that goes as a briefing to ADAS. What are they told to do? We don't know what they are told to do. So what we're going to see is pictures, design proposals done by ADAS, probably briefed by Phyllis, who's not here today. And we have a black box here from stage one to that briefing. So I suggest that ACC should get very much involved in what the brief is that ADAS is going to get before they do the design proposals, so that we're not going to have a fait accompli of design proposals in front of us, which are very much predetermining the entire debate to follow from there. And then if it's predetermined, anybody that then raises any objections is going to be seen as an obstacle to speedy implementation, which nobody wants to be. The activists, those people that are out there, do not want to be obstacles to progress. They want quality. And so can we make a situation that we're not forced to have lots of people suddenly complaining about lots of things because we haven't even discussed it with them, what we're going to put in there. So I'm a bit worried about putting the cart in front of the horse, is that the horse in front of the cart? And I'm very happy that Dick Gross actually kind of pointed out some elements. If I had learned about that before I did my presentation on the waterfront competition outcome, I probably would have focused the presentation not on the images, but on all the various activities that these 82 design proposals included, because all of that had in the bullet point somewhere on the bottom the list of activities that they proposed for the waterfront. And in my presentation to you at that time as designer in Hong Kong, I showed you the pictures, but I didn't talk about the activities. If I had learned from Dick Rose first, I would have talked to you about the activities and said, by the way, there's also some pictures, because that seems to be the far more important thing that we should focus on first. And so let's try to avoid the trap, as we still can avoid the trap. Thank you.
Paul 講咗咁多嘢，我都唔知點樣去答。我咁多，我只能講咧，就好多嘢咧，就其實就唔關我哋個 task group 事嘅。譬如話，好似再講嗰個交通嘅灣仔繞道咁等等，咁根本上咧已經去到一個跨即係 超出咗嗰個中環嗰、那個task group 嗰個 urban design 嗰樣嘢嘅範圍。因為如果佢講到需唔再需唔需要條路啊，或者即係整體整個港島北嘅交通啊，或者需唔需要地鐵啊，咁呢個我哋覺得即係就冇乜可能喺呢、這個即係我哋會再去翻去再傾交通嘅要求。咁如果國家有 point 需要，咁可以建議俾政府再揾個一個組織去研究呢個北九龍北港到北區交通嘅狀況。咁至於譬如話嗰、那個海達建築顧問嗰、那個consultancy brief 咧，咁我覺得咧亦都即係我哋冇可能咧就係、是、即係我諗政府如果有願意將佢交出嚟，咁我哋可以去睇下，或者可以加啲嘢上去，咁呢個我哋可以去睇。咁但係實際上咧就海達咧就係、是、應該在未 form 嘅 task group 之前咧就已經委任咗噶啦。咁我嘅記憶之中咧，就係我哋第一次開會就應該係12月尾，但係海達咧就其實喺去年八九月咧就已經委任咗，所以嗰個 brief 已經喺度。咁即係你要改個 brief 嘅話，咁呢個就我唔知政府願意有冇睇，唔知唔知交出嚟咧。第二可唔可以改？咁呢個變咗咧就係、是、牽涉到。即係要高去翻半年前嗰個海達嗰個委任嘅時候嗰個佢嗰個 scope service。至於其他嗰啲問題咧，我覺得即係變咗好似咧就好似要翻翻轉頭咁嘅，好傾到好多嘢咁樣。咁我諗我哋咧就而家目前為止咧就已經我相信海達咧已經係進行咗好多工作，咁佢亦都。根據正常即係嗰、那個個程序去做，咁我哋下一次委員會即係開會嘅時候，如果係傾到一啲細節嘅問題，咁係同嗰個委員，即係我哋個 task group 同呢個中區三期嘅填海規劃係有關嘅，咁如果係阿坡仲有咩意見嘅，可以攞出嚟。如果要求要海達再要去做多啲嘢嘅，咁我呢個就要睇翻佢嗰個僱主，即係香港政府咧，係願唔願意交代佢哋再去做。即係我就冇權力去要求，即係我冇辦法去要求去即係海達做一啲唔係佢哋嘅一個 brief 嘅範圍裏面嘅事。
I was just going to add one additional comment to what Greg said. Paul, you're not going to miss the fun in the future discussion. I noticed that you are listed as the regular member of that particular task group, so you can contribute in the days ahead. But I saw that Raymond wants to respond or compliment, and then I saw YY and also Professor Wong, having comments. Raymond, please.
Well, yeah, just a quick response to what Paul said. I agree with Greg that what a lot of Paul suggested was tantamount to trying to turn the clock back, but actually the clock hasn't stopped ticking. I mean, as the chairman has rightly pointed out, we're in the thick of it. I mean, we started the whole process last year. We did the first stage of public engagement. We did an inception report, for the consultancy to be undertaken. The framework, or the brief, if you like, was endorsed by the Town Planning Board. And actually, I don't think it would be serve a lot of purpose for us to be looking at the brief again, because we're actually going to look at the outcome, of that brief. And Edith is going to present to us very detailed, proposals, which you will no doubt be able to comment on in your capacity, as members of this committee, not only in the task force, but in this whole committee. And there will be a very extensive, you know, public engagement process. The second stage of it will go ahead very soon. And this is far from a fait accompli. We have not set anything in stone. As well, respond to what Dr. Ng was just commenting in relation to Mr. Dick Grove's presentation, that there isn't an institutional, you know, channel for, you know, the views of the civic community, you know, to be taken aboard in the whole process of considering the urban design for the new waterfront. I think this exactly is an institution, you know, which enables public views to be taken into account. But of course, what I have to admit is that we don't have an institution which ensures that everybody agrees on everything. You know, on a controversial issue like this, I mean, it's inevitable that there will be differences in opinions. And the fact that there are differences in opinion doesn't mean that, you know, an institution for taking on board various views doesn't exist. I do have a lot of trust and confidence in this particular mechanism, you know, performing its task, you know, to gel together, to coordinate public and civic sectors' views on how we want to design our new waterfront. And I think the work is, you know, hardly begun. I mean, we're going to see very detailed designs, you know, prepared by the consultants, and there will be ample opportunities for people to comment on those designs.
Thank you.
交通嘅嘢咧，咁因為譬如話，如果佢個 briefing 係包埋呢啲嘅話咧，嘅話嘅時候咧，冇包嘅話咧，咁可能佢而家要揾個專家，因為佢唔係做交通噶嘛，咁所以佢係 architect firm 咁啊，個個都知嘅呢啲嘢，咁佢可能個 briefing 就係話你要俾啲錢，俾多啲錢佢就要揾間啦，出嚟transport consultant、traffic consultant 去 supplement 佢嘅 work 啦，咁所以呢個變咗係一個。是一個問題咧，就即係如果即係可能政府方面要考慮一下。 即係譬如話佢要譬如將來鐵路未來出口啊，究竟所謂嗰、那個係咪真係2016年就塞翻曬車，亦或仲會有20% 嘅 capacity 添咧？咁依個佢特登係我相信Edith即係佢 expertise 就冇辦法答得到你
嘅。嗯，謝謝你咯。
係普通嘅啫，真係都係關於即係嗰個即係 expert panel 嗰個 report， 因為即係當時我哋即係我哋有參與啦，我就唔想即係我哋獨個人去代表嗰個 panel 再講一啲，咁我諗但係我哋嘅 report 喺度，咁我亦都係嚟個 HEC present， 咁嗰次 presentation 我有嚟嘅，咁亦都即係在座好多 member 或者新 member 或者舊 member 有好多提問，咁我哋都解答咗。咁我嘅理解就係喺嗰個階段之後就，因為我哋就完咗我哋嘅責任啦。咁我相信就係應該喺 HEC 裏面應該係有一啲討論按呢一個報告啦。咁所以我諗就係即係所以一路完咗呢一個之後，我哋應該有啲定案就嚟到我哋呢一個階段。咁我相信係你嚟到呢個階段，其實應該有一啲 transport issue， 我諗應該就傾咗噶啦。我諗即係如果我哋是不是要回轉頭呢，我想就即係這個我想就要睇返 HEC 大家即係 member 點樣睇啦。咁我相信到我哋嚟到呢個階段啦，咁我哋要應該係向前行啦。咁向前行嚟講就唔係話我哋即係嗰個報告嗰啲 comment 係完全一定要用或者唔用，咁但係我相信喺跟住我哋喺嗰個 subcommittee 我哋都有傾過，就下一個階段呢就應該會係一個 working meeting，應該是好似係三月份咁，咁我相信就係頭先各位 member 如果有一啲係關於即係交通嗰啲問題，咁可能或者嗰個皇后碼頭擺唔擺翻喺原址，可能就會影響 P2， 咁嗰啲一啲咁嘅問題，或者係Meeting 去談到頭先提到一啲問題，我相信喺嗰個 working meeting 我哋大家坐低去 work together， 咁我相信係可以 resolve 一啲即係 issues， 咁然之後就咁我哋先可以 move forward 去到另一個階段。同埋我亦都喺嗰個 subcommittee 聽到，就係其實stage two 都唔係話係 final 嘅，即係話我印象中就係即係 plan D 都曾經提過，我哋會有機會有一個 2.5， 就係即係話再會從我哋有咗啲咩結論啊，或者有啲乜嘢 concept 我哋即係覺得係認為適合嘅時候，都會再會有一個 public engagement 再去睇翻，咁然之後先至再 move forward 再另一個 stage， 咁相信我覺得即係一 member 頭先好多意見，我相信希望喺下一個嗰個 working meeting， 其實我諗係有一個機會去大家去討論，去希望可以改善到個情況。
我都想再重申一下咧，就即係話，即係 implementation of the expert panel 嘅 recommendation 咧，同埋 AEDIS 嘅 expertise 我相信係有一個距離嘅，其實。即係你夾逼佢去到時即捉佢去，咁你同佢講，佢有時都未聽得明你個 technical term， 咁所以我覺得咧就好可能咧就要你一係咧就係、是、extend 佢個 brief， 或者叫佢揾個10 consultant 係差唔多，一係咧就斬開佢兩件事，即係當然我哋都知道有陣時呢啲嘢分開咗兩邊嚟做係比較上當然係 integrated 就比較好啲啦。咁但係亦都唔能夠否決嗰個可能性咧，就係話其實呢兩個嘅 discipline 咧，都其實都分得都係幾 distinct 嘅咁。咁亦都可能有一個已經請咗佢，佢寫好曬嗰個合約都做咗一半啦咁嘅問題。但係我就覺得即係如果係即係將嗰個所謂 implementation of transport expert panel 嘅 recommendation even80%、70%，要擺咗落去個 task group 嗰度咧，我覺得就係一個即係似乎係比較有個困難。但係你話如果係一個 small part 嗰啲係要擺埋落 integrate 落去，咁我覺得呢個亦都係合理嘅一件事咧。譬如話你個地鐵站嘅出口應該喺邊個喺邊個位啊？係咪喺西三應該有三個，西四有四個。咁呢個我覺得就好似個 OK 啦，係咪？亦都譬如你話 P 二條路彎拐彎少少，咁呢啲就唔係一個好大嘅改變。但係所謂究竟用唔用電子道路收費系統啊？要唔要將嗰條即係將來個考慮先 traffic demand 嘅 嘅。咁你即係我睇唔到係 Easus 點樣可以你做一個 demand 嘅 traffic demand 嘅一個 forecast， 或者甚至乎用即係三條隧道點樣去計過曬啲即係 model 咁樣，佢根本就冇可能做得到。咁所以我覺得應該係要或者政府方面或者可能喺即係嚟緊嗰兩三個星期諗究竟係咪真係咁做法，抑或想點做？
没事就那哎哎吧就。
是是主席，我想都要讲返清楚一点。现在Task Force 做那个的研究呢，个主力那个重点的焦点呢，就是一个 urban design， 是一个叫城市设计的研究，是一个特定一个范围里面一个做一个 general 的 concept plan， 一个 framework 的 plan， 还有 individual， 一些所谓 key site 主要发展的地盘那个的设计是看这一步。咁交通嗰方面呢，其實我哋講緊，其實講緊係兩個層次嘅嘢㗎。如果作為一個 urban design 咁去睇一個交通呢，其實就係睇 connectivity 同埋 accessibility， 將來嗰啲出口係咪 conveniently 駁去一啲行人天橋啊，經常啲人方便出入啊，呢個就係一個從一個 design 一個設計嘅角度去睇一啲所謂交通related 嘅一個 dimension。咁至於路嘅 capacity 啊，一個將來 future 個 growth 嗰個 expansion 有冇咁嘅 capacity 去做？究竟用公路交通，抑或鐵路交通呢一啲咁大層次嘅咧？其實真係 beyond 目前我哋需要睇嘅呢一樣嘢。特別好似頭先阿黃博士講到，係一啲 follow up action， 我成個 expert panel 裏面有咁多嘅implementation 的 means 裏面，呢度老師那個收費，呢啲係一個更大層次唔同嗰個嘅 scale 嘅一個研究。咁所以我就覺得咧，目前呢個研究咧，我哋就 confine to 呢個係一個 urban design 作為一個出發點，即係無論睇 connectivity 又好，睇 design treatment 又好，就係咁樣嘅形式，係即係照樣咁去做啦嚇。
謝謝喎，嗯。Well, please,
I'd like to come back on a few issues here that have been made and try to correct some impressions that I may have left behind. I think that the task for the ATC, and please correct me, is to ensure that the central waterfront is a great waterfront for the next 1,000 years, and that therefore the tasks that the committee is going to look into are defined by that objective. And I agree, of course, we're not going to re-look at ERP. But if in the CHARM study, one of the outcomes is that people find the connectivity between the ferries and the MTR a very bad situation, then it's not necessarily a design aspect, but it's a planning aspect. If it comes to the location of the PTIs and how many PTIs we have, or it comes to where we park the tourist buses in the central, especially if more people in central, or where the MTR station is going to be and where the exit is going to be and what kind of sustainable transport we have along the waterfront, those are issues that have an immediate impact on whatever the sustainable design is for the waterfront. So I believe that we should look, and I hope we can get a commitment today, that we can review the transport issues related to the central waterfront, excluding, of course, those that are the territorial and that have already predetermined. Central one's a byproduct everybody agrees on. We want it, and we want it sooner than later. There is going to be a P2, but the design and engineering of the P2 is subject to discussion. There's a lot of details of the design and engineering have a major impact on the design. But where are we discussing it? If we're excluding it, that predetermines a major aspect of this waterfront, and if we don't look at it, I think we fail in our task in delivering a waterfront for 1,000 years. So the other thing is that out of the comments that have been come up is the study brief. Nobody has seen it, but I'm not looking at the study brief that has been done initially. I'm asking for the brief which is currently with ADAS for coming up with this design concept, the translation of stage one into the design concept. This is not the overall study brief for ADAS, it's the specific briefs for the concepts that they are going to develop, which are going to be presented to the public under stage two. That brief, where is that? And when would that be defined? And who's working on it? And can ATC be involved in the process of defining those briefs? They're going to be translating those specific design concepts that will be used in stage two. I think that's a fair request. I don't think that's an unfair request. It's not harking back to and turning back the clock. It's just looking forward and saying, you know, what are these guys going to work on? They're sitting there in the studio working on it. And the last point I'd like to make is that we in the Wan Chai committee previously, when I was a member there, had a lot of conclusions after the expert panel study and after the HER report, which were outside the Wan Chai area, and they were specifically captured in an annex, in a specific separate report. So, and that report covers everything outside the Wan Chai area, so includes the central area. Is that report going to be part of the discussion and the briefing for what we're going to do in central? And that's the link, really, we should make sure we have. So if you can have specifically a review of transport-related issues, and if you can have specifically a look at the brief for the design concepts prior to them going public or being finished up by ADAS, those are specific to a specific request. I don't see that that should be a problem, these two.
I think I'll take the first question first. I'll leave Ava to take the point about the brief that we, or the actual tasks that we asked EDIS to do. I don't think we can at this forum make a very generalized undertaking that the task group should look at transport related issues, because transport related issues are legion. We cannot give an open-ended sort of assurance that we can reopen all transport-related issues. Transport-related issues can do with the alignment of the P2, the width of the P2, whether there should be a P2 road, and demand and of roads and things like that. All these are transport-related issues.
Design and engineering.
Issues we have to look into.
Well, let's define that.
Okay, 我諗剛啊黃樹進提到，下一個 meeting 有啲 issue 亦都可以再檢討討論嘅。阿 Greg 點啊？
I think I got to address to the issue that Paul just brought up. I think the point he's trying to make, correct me if I'm wrong, is that he's not asking for the brief of AEDIS given to them and buying the contract. I guess what he's asking is after they got the CPU report, which says that the stakeholders are interested in this objectives and issues, etc. So the planning departments, namely FELIS, got all those. So as the director's representative, what did you say to AEDIS as a direction to the study? Whether they go ahead with the design or they go ahead with the preparation of the brochures for the public consultation, whatever. So there got to be some written or verbal or whatever instructions, because as a client you got the report from TPU, just you read it, and so she could have a meeting with AEDIS and tell AEDIS, okay, based on this you go and do that in such a way. Now I guess this is what Paul wants. Am I correct? Yeah. Not the contract that the consultants brief and deliverables and whatever. Not the standard government document, but simply what Phyllis told AEDIS to do after she read the CTU's stage one public consultation report. What you should do, what you should not do, what you should exit. So I guess this is what Paul wants. So I just try to interpret this in such a way so that the government can see whether they are willing to divulge that piece of information, or maybe they don't want to do it, that's all. Am I correct in saying yes?
Okay. Yes, I think I also gather that that's what Paul means. In fact, if Paul really wants to know how the consultant would translate all those views collected at stage one onto a concept plan and to the development
interest, relevant options. You know, the whole thing, why we hire a consultant to do is to rely on their expertise to do, rather than specifically, listen to Phyllis' instruction on how to respond. We would rely on the consultant's interpretation of the public view and rely on their expertise to translate onto the plan. So, and then this process is not just a department's work. It will present it to the task force, and then, in fact, members of the task force could also contribute their views and ideas on asking how the consultant to do it. And from the consultant side, the consultant has to give good justifications and give all these reasons on why they in what way they translate all those views onto the plans. So it would be the interplay between the department and the task force and the consultant. So just feel rest assured that in the process in the work of the task force, all members could contribute onto that, and then giving their view and directions and suggestions to the consultant and asking how to do the things. So the reason is on the how, not the brief as an instruction kind of thing.
Okay, Jim, you want to make some hand or you want to leave or what?
我講下喺 NTR station 咧，我哋其實喺個 task force 已經曾經即係講過就唔好翻轉頭嘅，即係傾個嘢就唔好翻，一定後尾走咗。本來我想講就話一定會有 2.5 嘅出現，咁啊喺 2.5 出現之前咧，其實所有頭先講到嗰啲 NTR 嘅即係出口啊，其實都應該。即係話要有帶出口裏面，究竟出口裏面淨係做出口，或者話喺旁邊有啲 shops 啊，其他嘅嘢咧，可以即係整做到係即係活化好多嘅，即係多元啲嘅。我哋去到海濱唔係淨係行出去咁，行出去可以有啲嘢買下食下，呢啲其中都係一啲即係多元化嘅一啲即係活力嘅即係表現出嚟。咁但唔可以即係唔考慮在內。咁頭先我講嘅喺 transfer 嘅 issue 咧，我哋即係話我有呢啲即係出嚟。在 design 那裡開始即做，就不一定說 你怎樣做這個工程，那裡是不是即我們不是討論這些東西，所以個 task force 其實可以在進行 2.5 的時候呢，就是做出這些考慮在內。那就是因為我們主席王主席呢，就是剛才我想補充一定有 2.5 這裡，那後來走了，那就算我都要做出。
OK,any more comment? I think we have the risk of losing the quorum, right? Better carry on with you. Okay. Alright. 下一個呢就是我們都還是在Subcommittee Task Group Report, 下一個呢就是這個海濱管理模式專責小組，就 yours truly 就要做一個簡報。咁就呢個專責小組咧，喺2月5號咧就開咗一次會。剛才阿 Vincent 都提到咧，就旅遊事務處咧喺呢個專家嘴嗰度就有個 Piazza， 即係個巴士站嗰塊地。咁呢個旅遊事務處嗰個工作小組咧，就好希望聽我哋個 task group 關於一啲 management issue 嘅睇法。就之前咧，就正如 Vincent 講咧。他們已經跟這個 Harbour Plan Review Subcommittee 呢也都諮詢過的了。那在這個在這個管理模式小組的討論呢，就個專責小組的總體意見呢，就是這個 Piazza 的這個規劃應該是一個由全局出發或者一個 holistic manner 咁嘅一個concept 咧，係比較適合嘅。亦都希望咧呢、這個 Piazza 能夠同周邊嘅空間、周邊嘅設施咧，包括文化中心咧，能夠配合有個 integration。咁呢個就係當日討論嘅主要嘅結論啦，可以話。咁之後咧，我哋亦都討論咗一下阿 Carlo 建議嘅positive step
for developing a management model. Carlo 呢就做了一个 paper, 就提议即是如果要最后交功课了要做一个 management model 呢我们应该 follow 什么 step 呢其实我当日的讨论呢我看到呢就是大家都是 in general agreement, 即是个 way forward, 包括我们之前有那个proposed work plan 呢所建议那些 step 呢其实跟我差不多讲的都是比较吻合的。咁个专责小组亦都再讨论过 plan D, 佢哋所做过嘅一个study, 即係 Harbor and its waterfront area, 我哋2003佢哋做嗰个比较详尽嘅资料嘅介绍啦包括海外嘅相关经验。咁大家觉得呢个资料都係非常之有用嘅。咁可以作为一个 starting point,隨著時間呢我們會再補充和豐富這個資料庫包括 Nick Brook 啊和其他人日後可以提供的相關的資料那我們再 revisit 過我們那個 proposed future work plan 那大家同意呢就Plan D 啊同埋 Nick Brook 同埋 Harvard Business Forum 同埋呢個民政事務局特別係有關佢哋西九龍嘅一啲嘅未來嘅工作呢都可以喺我哋將來嘅會議度呢係詳細檢討嘅咁嚟幫助我哋建立呢一個 management model 咁就Nick Brook 呢就會喺下一次嘅會議度呢就同大家 summarize 曬佢所做嘅 research 特別係關於 overseas 方面嘅 management model 咁今日我哋亦都聽咗 Harbor Business Forum 佢哋嘅一個 study 啦咁佢哋亦都有將來呢亦都可能有啲其他嘅資料呢可以同我哋分享咁我知道呢就民政事務局呢佢哋都打算遲啲呢就會同我哋講講有關西九龍相關嘅一啲發展同埋一啲想法咁我亦都收到阿 S 亮嘅一個電話佢可能呢就遲啲會同我哋嘅 secretariat 呢就落實呢件事咁就有關呢個專責小組嘅工作進度報告大概就係咁多唔知大家有啲乜嘢補充或者提問
A quick question to you. I mean, I noticed that the committee takes a top-down approach looking at the large site and getting the large issues of management overall. But from the previous presentation, we noticed that 80% of the current site around owned by various government departments. And we also noticed that food, drinks, toilet seats and access are the kind of the four critical things. So can we just ask these government departments that own all these sites just to come back to your committee and say, how are we going to put food, drinks, toilets and seats in those sites that we own? Then we have 80% of the harbourfront sorted out in terms of how that's going to be improved for the most critical aspect. So the DSD can come back and LCSD can come back and the Marine Department can come back and Lands Department can come back and they all can come and tell us for all the lands that they own around the harbourfront, which then includes 80% of the out, you know, of the land, because only 20% is private. Then we know how they're going to sort it out for the most critical aspects. And then we can look at all the big picture management of the big site like West Kowloon and Central, which is taking the next 10, 15 years. But can we just ask them to do that? Seems to be like an active.
I think you want to let me just comment. The whole idea of having a proposed management model basically is a conceptual model so that we can recommend to the government. And if the government and the community at large feel, okay, that's the way forward, then of course you can do a roadmap in order to achieve that. So there is a distinction between a blueprint and a roadmap. You got to have a blueprint, a proposed management model first before you can come up with a roadmap. So what you're asking for is basically how to implement a model.
Well, it's a parallel.
Okay. Raymond, you want to say something?
Huh?
I've heard Paul.
I'm sorry to report that we have lost our quorum, but so from this one on, it will be just sort of discussion rather than a formal meeting. Sorry.
Okay. I've heard what Paul suggests, but I really don't see there's any point in asking all these government departments to appear before this committee and tell you how they're managing, you know, their piece of land along the waterfront. Now, first of all, we still have to check whether the 80% figure is a valid figure. You know, it's propounded by the consultant. We have yet to check on this figure. I personally don't believe, you know, that 80% of all the Hong Kong, you know, waterfront belongs, you know, to the government. Maybe not as much. But even if it does, I mean, there's really no point in asking the government departments to come here because they would tell you that it's not within their portfolio now, you know, to put toilets and put, you know, food outlets, you know, on alongside, for example, the Western, you know, wholesale food market, for example, you know. So I think what we have to do is really to think of an overall, you know, a plan or strategy as to how, you know, such sites, you know, can be better used. And there is no point, you know, getting blood from stone. You know? So I don't think you should, you know, shop it to the departments and but rather should really concentrate on the task before us.
Thank you, Raymond. 你走定係要講嘢？講嘢。我其實真係嘅，嚟嘅。
多謝主席。或者我俾少少意見啦。就剛才阿坡講嗰啲問題咧，其實咧我哋就唔係話要需要到一個好整齊嘅一個好大嘅架構去完成呢啲目的。即係佢而家講緊咧，就話佢好似話我哋想喺個 waterfront 有啲 shop 啊，有啲飲食啊，有啲呢啲咁嘅嘢，等佢好 vibrant 嘅時候咧，我建議個小組咧就將呢啲咁樣嘅 objectives 咧 list 咗出嚟先。咁然之後揾咗究竟而家乜嘢點解我哋做唔到呢樣嘢？咁咧其實呢啲好常見嘅咧，就話有啲地方咧以前咧係好 vibrant 嘅，但係而家咧就冇曬啦。點解咧？就因為係個 licensing 問題啊嘛。啊，即係大家好明白，其實係針對性好多問題係，即係譬如銅鑼灣避風塘以前話啊，點解咁多啲食肆而家唔見曬咧咁樣？啊，因為咧佢根本都攞唔到牌，就咁簡單啫，就唔係話關管咩成個海濱點去管理，即係咁其實喺呢啲少少問題咧可以針對性去解決。咁有啲地方咧就得喎，啊，即係譬如喺李景灣出邊有啲海濱，啊，佢有啲攞啲臨時牌照，咁又批咗俾佢，亦都喺嗰度咧做咗好啲啲餐館，就整到成個海濱咧就好 vibrant 啊，咁樣咧就唔使諗到將個問題諗到好複雜好大，咁咧就可以咧局部咧已經將一啲目的咧可以達到。
Now, as a reporter, we have lost the quorum, so we'll have basically informal discussion, and we will not be able to put any issue to the vote, given that we do not have a quorum. But otherwise, we can carry on the discussion. You know, okay.